I saw Merc and his friends before they saw me. My first instinct was to jump behind something and hide, but I was out in the open now, on a flat expanse beside the village, with nothing but sun-baked ground and a few tiny shrubs around me. My second thought was to drop to the ground and play dead. Not the best plan, though. If they saw me, it would be way too embarrassing. I probably could have leaped back down into the canal next to me, but I'd just been in the canal for ages cleaning out debris. It was one of my jobs, an important one, as my mentor, Yazin, liked to remind me. The village depended on the crops for food, and the crops depended on water to grow. Since we lived in the desert, water wasn't easy to come by. It took a system of canals powered by sun mills to bring it in. Sun mills were a lot like windmills, except the blades of the turbines were covered in suncloth, a thin, sparkling fabric that captured the magic of the sun and transformed it into energy. During the day, when the sun was up and shining, we used the sun's power. Then at night, when the south wind blew across the desert, we used the wind for its power. The spinning mills turned the paddles down in the canal, and the paddles circulated water all the way from the River Nile out to our crops. Unfortunately, stuff loved to jam the paddles. That's why I spent way too many afternoons down in the water, digging through canal mud with a little shovel and just as often with my bare hands. When I saw Merc, I'd just climbed out of the canal, dirty, sweaty, and tired, wringing the water out of my linen kilt. I wasn't going back in unless I had to. Problem was that I absolutely did not want to talk to Merc. I tried to pretend I was invisible, hoping that somehow Merc and his friends wouldn't notice me. Fat chance. Over the years, Yazin had taught me lots of weird skills. Too bad the ability to turn invisible wasn't one of them. I could blend in pretty well in our village. I was just another soon-to-be 12-year-old, medium height, skinny and bare-chested. Like all the people I knew, I was dark brown from head to toe, warmed by the sun pretty much every day of my life. My only unique quality was that my bare feet looked a few sizes smaller than they should. The three boys were headed right toward me. I checked my hair for debris. It was lumpy and curly in just the right way to trap bits of leaves, twigs, and chicken feathers. I wasn't the least bit invisible.